Hello, this is Jim. Welcome to the podcast at Finding Direction. Yes. Yes, I have bumper music now. Pretty pathetic, isn't it? I just wanted to stop by to let you know that there is some good news. Hannah is over her fever, and hopefully she'll be feeling well enough to go to school tomorrow. So we're pretty relieved about that. She spent probably all day yesterday pretty much not leaving the couch at all, and a good part of today as well. But as the day wore on, she improved. And we're also happy to have our van returned to us. It's been in the shop since Monday, and the work that needed to be done on it ended up being minimal. So we praise the Lord for that, because we certainly didn't need any added expenses right now. However, this past week we had to cancel, well, maybe 2.5 or more engagements that we had planned. And there's a lot of catching up on things that we need to do. So hopefully we can do that without getting too exhausted. And we certainly could use some rest as well. Here in Mexico, we are part of several communities, and one of those communities is with the other people in Mexico with our organization, CAM International, and those people are musicians and teachers, preachers, book distributors, evangelists, people who work on the internet, people who do all kinds of different things here in Mexico to share the love of Christ. And it just seems that there has been a lot of people that have had incredible challenges over the past few weeks and months. A lot of those have been health issues. As always, there are relational issues and of various kinds. Just today, our friends here in Cuernavaca, Toby and Marilyn, left for the States because Toby has been having some ongoing problems with his heart, but was just not feeling well over the last little while, and so they decided to make a sudden trip to the States to talk to their doctor there, who had been treating Toby before. So we'd appreciate your prayers for Toby and Marilyn as they travel and deal with that, and we'd appreciate your prayers for us and just for all of the other people in that CAM community here in Mexico. Just that, I just think that Satan would love to sweep through like a tornado and just destroy relationships, leaving behind depression, bitterness, things like that. But you can pray that the more powerful one, the all-powerful God, would work things in a way that can help us all to have a new reliance on Him, to think more creatively, to think of new ways to do things, to have new sensitivity. That we would just be driven to prayer and to the Word of God through this. God can use these things to bring us all closer to Him and to spread His love even more. And so we just would appreciate your prayers for all of that community here in Mexico. And we just thank you very much for your prayers for us. It's been a challenging last few days with all this sickness and other uncertainties that have been going on. But we praise the Lord that He has shown us His grace as well in this time. Hope you're having a great day too. Would love to hear from you. You can leave a comment at the website cotrelcompass.com/blog. I hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.